This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 6 past the hour, almost 7 after actually, on Monday, November the 8th, it's the first full day of daylight savings being gone for this year. Lasts until, what is the first or second week of March? We have about 4 months of this nonsense, right? Isn't it? I think it's sometime in March. Supposedly it comes back again, we'll go back the other way. But not to add insult to injury.
That's the worst one.
Yeah, leave it where things are right now. This is standard time, so you just leave it.
Yeah, and if we all band together and just agree to not change our clocks anymore, what can anybody else do about it?
There you go, Jay. The independent thinker, that's it. Our thought for the day comes from Alice Cooper, who said, "Mistakes are part of the game. It's how well you recover from them that's the mark of a great player." Isn't that, that's fabulous, actually. Mistakes are part of the game. We all make mistakes. No, we're not perfect. It's how well you recover from them that's the mark of a great player. I say amen to that. So the ladies are here, not to play, but to work at the issues of the day, the events of the day, people that people are talking about. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, the proof of, I was talking about going to L.A. this weekend, where I spend a lot of time. I've decided I'm not really going to spend the winter there, though. I find the housing situation, Jennifer, to be intolerable. It is ridiculous to not be able to find a place that I'm looking for where I want in a price range that makes sense. It is. I spent time yesterday when I was out a couple of weeks ago looking around for places, because I haven't owned a place there since about 6 years, I guess. And I've rented places over the winter time to go out and be with my children and be away from the lousy weather, et cetera. But I just can't. Last year I didn't go because of COVID. This year I'm not going because the prices are stupid. Airbnb has basically completely destroyed whatever rental possibilities there would be at almost any price range. They've let the Airbnb reality changed the reality of that which is available. And people who want to go visit Los Angeles, and a lot of people, it's a fabulous vacation destination. And so you go out for a long weekend, go to Disney World, you go to all of the Universal Studios stuff, you go to watch a television show, being to whatever it is you want to do there. And these people that own these places that are fully furnished that I might otherwise have rented, they can make as much money in a weekend as they normally could make in a week or two or a month even, with thousands of dollars depending on the location. So, I mean, it's capitalism. It's okay, but it doesn't help make it easy for me at this point to do what I really would like to do. So I'm not going to do it. It's cheaper for me to fly back and forth every couple of weeks, spend a long weekend with the kids, and stay in a nice hotel than it would be for me to find a decent place to live. It just is, and it's cocky. I wonder if it's like that in every other city. I hear that it is to a point, but L.A. may be the worst example of it, and or the best, depending on your attitude toward Airbnb. I've never liked going into somebody else's house and sleeping on somebody else's sheets in somebody else's bed. But I suppose when you think about it, that's what you do when you go to a hotel, right? Same thing.
Yep, on a
bigger
scale.
In that bed last night? Yeah, thinking about it. So anyhow, one of the other things that we did was have a nice, I'll post a picture of our dinner on Saturday night for my birthday. We were at a restaurant, has outdoor seating, and, you know, it was kind of, sort of fits the bill there. Nobody asked me for proof of my vaccination. Everybody was wearing a mask. But now, I guess in L.A. and other places, Jennifer.
Starts today.
Mm-hmm. It starts today. You go into the movie theater, for example. You have to, as you buy your ticket, show proof of vaccination. Is that how it works?
Restaurants, gyms. Well, it's a couple of things. So L.A. County is Basically, the best way to figure out what's LA County and what's LA City, if it's run by the Sheriff's Department, it's LA County. If it's run by the LAPD, it's LA City. LA County had a mandate that went into effect last Thursday, which meant that any high-risk location, which is basically bars, nightclubs, wineries, and distilleries, is how they define that, you had to show proof of full vaccination. So that was last Thursday. Today, in LA City, you have to have proof of vaccination in indoor restaurants, gyms, malls, movie theaters, pretty much nail salons, massage parlors, pretty much anything indoors, you're going to have to be showing full vaccination. So today begins my protest, which I'll be happy to log for the air, because whether you have a vaccine card or not, I find it atrocious that anybody would ask for that to do business. It's unfortunate.
So what are you going to do when somebody asks you?
Businesses are going to be hurt.
What are you
going
to do?
I'm going to say I'm choosing freedom and I'm going to walk away. I'm not going to go in. I won't. If anybody asks me for my vaccine status to go anywhere, I will not show it to them. I won't. So it's just a personal thing for me. I think we're pushing this way too far. It has nothing to do with the vaccine or what people think about
the
vaccine.
Well, aren't there going to be a lot of lawsuits?
I think it can
lawsuits.
Be great for some people. Yeah, there already are. You've got
Biden seems to be
bringing it. Right, he's got a couple of lawsuits that he's facing over the weekend from different sources, because he's got a mandate that goes into effect on January 4th, which means that if you work at a company with over 100 employees, you either have to show your vaccine status or you have to test weekly. So there's that option in there, but a lot of companies and states are filing suit against him. So there's already been a stay, I think.
What's this doing to the Democratic Party's chances next time around? This has to be a negative. He's digging his heels in. You don't think it matters?
I don't think it helps. His approval rating right now is at 38%. USA Today just did a big story about what went wrong, because his approval rating is going down so significantly, and Kamala Harris's is at 28%.
Yeah,
so we're 1 year away from, like, 1 year from today is the midterm election, and so there's a lot of concern about what's going to happen. Is the party going to try to bring someone else in 4 years or in 3 years to run for president? I've heard a lot of people, and in fact, Gavin Newsom's gone missing over the last several days. There's been big stories about where Gavin Newsom is. A lot of rumbling. Well, like, he's not on social media. He's canceling he's canceled his trip to Scotland. Like, he's been kind of undercover. And a lot of people are saying now that he was kind of, like, not welcome in the Democrat Party, but now that he survived his recall, people are looking at him as somebody who might be floated in 2024 for the Democrats. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because Kamala's got a 28% approval rating, and who else is on the bench that could win? And so a lot of people
not
are
him.
Saying it's going to be Newsom.
Nah.
I mean, I have super progressive friends in California who can't stand
nobody
him.
Nobody likes them.
So I don't know who his real audience is.
I know.
Mitt Romney
saying,
for president.
They're floating him.
Yeah. Mitt Romney. So, I'd like to see Mitt Romney run. I like Mitt Romney.
Mitt already tried. Mittens tried.
No, but things were different then than they are now. Excuse me.
Yeah, they're worse now.
I can tell you right now, Mitt Romney has no shot. Gavin Newsom has a better shot than Mitt Romney.
Yeah, well. When are we going to find some real good leaders? Find somebody, some place that is not afraid of the news media. Somebody like Bloomberg, who has really good credentials, but can run. Somebody who has the smoothness, if you want. Excuse my voice. It just is, I don't know.
I want the elections with not just the right or the left. Let's have a more majority, not just, it's always between these two parties.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. The parties do nothing except enhance their own vision, their own viability. They're not interested in the American people. They're interested in themselves. And the perfect example of that is Kamala Harris, and I guess probably Newsom as well. A couple of real lightweights who have done nothing through their careers except promote themselves. And it's not, there's nothing in it. So anyway, the lawmakers
back to
and
the mandate, though, just to let you know, there's I think at least 12 states, I think there might be more, that have filed suit against Biden. So there's an injunction,
15,
an executive order right now.
19, something like that. Yeah.
I think they have until 5 p.m. tonight to respond.
Yeah, it includes some Democrat states as well as some blue states. And then you've got a lot of companies. You've got companies like the Daily Wire. You have some religious organizations that are filing suit. So it's going to be a fight. They're going to whether or not it. And I think this really does come down to see if this is good. This is going to be kind of like the civil rights issue of our time, about if people can protect this or not. Who knows how the courts will see it. But certainly it's going to be a fight on both sides.
As I was listening around on Saturday, driving around, listening to my friend Warren Eckstein, on the same station you're on, KRLA. I was listening to the promos, and I was very proud of you. I don't know what it is that makes me, I get goosebumps as I was listening to the promos for you in the morning program on KRLA, which you do after you do this program. It's kind of cool. And then I see all kinds. It's funny. Radio is not a business like any other, but yet it is a business like others. And I saw in one of the trades today, this is inside radio, but it's worth a comment or two, because Dan Bongino is becoming so unpopular and so hard to deal with. He's a fellow, for those of you who, man, I think most people were paying attention, who like news talk radio. They liked Rush Limbaugh, obviously, because of his stature and how long he'd survived and how well he did. So when he died, there was a big fuss among the various networks as to who was going to replace him. And they put a couple of lightweights on the network that he was on that don't bring much to the table except the same old yada yada, and they don't have any personality, but they're trying, you know, to be the next. And you can never be the next. It's got to be something different. So anyway, Bongino's on the other network with a couple of hundred affiliates, and he's gone through this whole business about, I'm not staying here because these people make vaccines mandated, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's sort of backfiring on him because a lot of stations are now looking for something else. And I saw in sort of a self-serving article, the company that owns the radio station that you work for, a group called Salem, is saying, we're happy to deal with anybody.
Well, come. I mean, I got to say, look, it's not a commentary about what Dan Bongino does on the show, because really, quite frankly, I don't listen to him enough. Some of the stuff that I've heard, I think, isn't bad. No, I don't think it's bad, but it's probably like different things in our talk radio. I think he's okay. But I'm standing with him. I don't think that your company should have to require vaccine status.
This is not about that. Although it's a good point.
He can lose a lot of money. He can lose a lot of money for standing up, and not everybody can afford to do that. And so
Fox would pick him up in a minute.
Yeah, but you need someone like that who's willing to walk away, because guess what? The guy who's making $20 an hour, who's going to be asked by his employer to show his vaccine status, isn't going to be able to afford to do that.
First of all, you can't work at Fox without being vaccinated, so I don't know that he would want to go there. I mean, Bongino is vaccinated, so he's kind of, I don't know, I feel like he's trying to, you know, ride both sides of this.
It's just a
No, but you know what? I gotta tell you this, and I say it again, and I know I just said it. It has nothing to do with how I feel about the vaccine. I think getting the vaccine is really good for a lot of people.
I'm with you.
But that being said, I don't think people should be forced. I had a woman calling me crying. She's a single mom. She's going to lose her job. She's allergic to the shots, but her company doesn't care because she's not vaccinated.
Wow.
So her doctors told her not to get it.
That's a lawsuit.
She is crying her eyes out, and she's like, what should I do?
You know what? Honestly, it's not calling. But she should be calling a lawyer.
Optimism.
She should be calling a lawyer instead of calling a radio show.
But you know what? You have to spread awareness about this, because so many people are like, "Yep, just lockstep, sheeping it up with the vaccine crowd. Just, you know, get in line. There are no exceptions. Just, you're either vaccinated or non-vaccinated, and that's the problem." So I'm glad she called, because she's raising awareness.
All right, and you have done it as well, and so have we. We're doing our job here, aren't we? Proud of ourselves. Yes, the DJV download every day. Actually, the one that's up there right now, there are a couple of recent ones talking about vaccine mandates, as it turns out. And also, my birthday celebration. If you want to hear a little of that stuff, it's there for the listening. Lots of other things. Summations, what we do, at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We get it. It's your business, and you want to be involved in all the decisions, especially who you hire. Then you need to have Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it so easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you get right away a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description. When you sponsor a job, info comes right away. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program, and that means it's time for Jay and the things that are trending, the interesting, compelling things that are trending. I guess that, you know, when we talk about trending, basically everything we talk about is trending, right? When you look at these various lists and that sort of thing.
All of the topics on the show are trending topics.
Right. All right. So Kim Kardashian and the divorce from Anyway, that's coming up.
Artist formerly known as Kanye West.
There you go. Okay, right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, so I'm not respectful of this guy because he seems like a nutbird to me. But anyway, he's everywhere. Now he wants to be known as Ye.
He does have bipolar disorder, and his estranged wife has discussed that sometimes what he says doesn't line up with his heart, and people who know him know this, and he just needs patience and all of this stuff. Well, he's talking publicly for the first time about the Kim Kardashian-West divorce, saying that the media is just better to sell it as they're already divorced, but they are not divorced. He's not seen divorce papers. Even though she has met with divorce lawyers, they've had conversations regarding joint custody of their kids, all of that good stuff. And he even says that he hopes they get back together, and even threw his kids in it, saying his kids want them to get back together.
Really?
But my personal belief is that she's, I think they're going to stay apart, but they might remain married up until one of them wants to get remarried. I could totally see them just staying married.
It's called golden handcuffs. It's cheaper to stay married than it is to get a divorce. Even though both of them have, she's got plenty of money, right?
So she both do. They both do.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, she had wanted everything to be ironed out before she filed, because then that way, you know, you've already have everything agreed to. He's selling his ranch in Wyoming. She's apparently getting the house in Beverly Hills or wherever she lives. And I don't know. They're moving closer and closer to having it be done. This could just be another thing that he's saying. I don't know. He was sitting in the audience when she hosted SNL, and he said that they were the ones who made her say that she divorced him in the monologue. I can't imagine her. I don't know. I just, whatever, it's Kanye.
Well, and I feel like you have to know that he knew everything she was going to say before.
He watched her rehearse.
She did not blindside him at all with it.
Right. Yeah.
So much ado about nothing, in a manner of speaking. I see that L.A. County is asking for Vanessa Bryant's therapy records. This lawsuit about the crash photos, I thought that was over.
Yeah, this continued lawsuit over the crash photos, and L.A. County is saying that they want therapy records from all the way back to 2010. Like, all the way back.
How is that anyone's business? She lost her
daughter. Exactly, and that's what her lawyers are fighting, too.
Oh.
Yeah, none of anybody else's business. It's 28 past the hour. This is the DJV Monday program.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Somebody get me a price check on Trundle this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several law enforcement agencies are reporting multiple unfounded bomb threats were made over the weekend at Ivy League campuses and universities. Cornell, Columbia, and Brown universities had alerted students to threats Sunday and deemed the campuses safe a few hours later. On Friday, a bomb threat at Yale forced the evacuation of several buildings. After claiming the story of paying illegal immigrants money for breaking our laws garbage, President Biden now says the illegal immigrants deserve American tax dollars.
Because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child. You lost your child. It's gone. You deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance. What that will be, I have no idea.
We are USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
As reports are coming in, the Biden administration is flying illegal immigrants to Florida with an estimated 70-plus flights. Another American has lost his life from the actions of an illegal immigrant. Kyan Michael on Fox News says her son Brandon lost his life by an illegal immigrant driving on our streets.
It's infuriating and it's heartbreaking because our son Brandon should still be here. He was only 21 years old. He was engaged to be married, our middle child, and he was just beginning his life. And our governor has been great with being proactive in protecting Florida citizens, as well as President Trump's previous Remain in Mexico policy actually worked. So the Biden administration did not have to fix anything. If we had just continued that on, there would be more Americans who would be safe right now. And it is infuriating because our children should still be here. We had a 21-year-old Honduras, a man from Honduras, that came into our community, and he killed one of our citizens right here in this same city, in Jacksonville, where they are flying in plane loads of illegals. We know that they are here. We see the crime rate has increased. And that man from Honduras that came here, he claimed to be 17 years old. He was supposedly one of the unaccompanied minors, and it turns out he was 24 years old.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we are, 34 after the hour. Your favorite people on the radio include Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, Doug, and the others who are all a part of the continuing stream of life that goes on here. The DJV program, Monday, November the 8th. Retailers expecting a busy holiday shopping season. However, they have two problems. One of them is finding workers, and the other one is finding things to sell. Because the, pardon me, can you hear that beep, beep, beep in the background?
Yeah, what is that? Is that your phone?
The phone in the other room.
That's what a landline sounds like.
Yeah, it is a landline.
What's a landline?
What's a landline? Isn't that amazing how I couldn't exist without a landline? I think that a landline is almost it's the connection to the real world still for me. Is that an age thing? Probably, yeah. An age
a connection
thing.
To the real world. How is it any different from your iPhone?
I don't know. It just feels like it's there, and there's a line that connects it to something else.
Oh, my God.
When the signal goes out for the cell phones, the landline still holds up.
Right, it's still there.
Well, go ahead and hang up your phone.
Exactly. I think the noise goes away after a while. Anyway, the situation that we find ourselves in because of the lack of workers, but also the lack of supply, the semiconductor crisis, if that's what you want to use for a word, the situation we find ourselves in, do you realize how much? Let's just take the automobile industry by itself. So far, because of the chip, the fact that we don't, the semiconductors are chips, the vital chips it has cost the auto industry $110 billion in lost sales so far this year. Can you imagine what that takes out of the economy in terms of jobs, in terms of profits, in terms of taxes, you know, all of this stuff? And we are yet to hold the Chinese accountable. I'm looking at the supply chain and the things that we're doing without because of COVID, which is completely, there's no question in my mind that this has come as a result of the COVID situation. And, you know, you look around at why it is there are those people who argue, Jennifer would argue, that the media, the news media is covered up, the government has covered up to try to help China for whatever the reason. The news media, I think, is more culpable than politicians in the compelling evidence that the virus came from the Wuhan laboratory, and yet there still isn't any real focus on that. I know because people that I trust have told me how this thing all originated. And I think that I am, and we are here, one of the few programs that actually is talking about not necessarily the media, news media ignoring it, but the compelling evidence that proves that this thing came out of the laboratory. And if you look at the biological
structure... But I don't know anybody who doesn't believe that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
So why isn't something...
Well, because, first of all, we're never going to have any hard evidence because China won't allow it. They won't allow the World Health Organization in. They won't allow it's not going to happen. So we have to basically either just move on and fix the problem now, which is what we're trying to do. But what else can we do? If there's no evidence, it's not like you can go to some international tribunal or something and go to a court. You know, what do you do?
Yeah. Well, the world collectively gets together and manages to not just shame China into it. I mean, if you look at this is something that Fauci has not talked about. I was reading in the L.A. Times yesterday on the way home last night on the plane, the story. There was a sort of a second, it was under science, it was a science section, examining the makeup of the coronavirus cell, if that's what you want to call it. And scientist after scientist after scientist says that this is just the SARS vaccine the SARS virus that was around, 20 years ago, whenever? When was SARS around?
No, SARS
2008, was... 2008, 2009?
No, it was more recent. No. Wasn't SARS like 2014? SARS was... I have to Google
anyway,
it. Yeah, SARS is a lot more recent.
What they've concluded, Victoria and Jay, is that the SARS virus was taken into this laboratory and they manipulated it, because when anybody looks at this, at the cell itself, at the nucleus of the virus, you know, you all have seen the little circle with the things sticking out of like a pincushion that supposedly represents the COVID virus. Well, those little things that stick out of it that look like pins, those were manipulated, those were engineered, those were put in the laboratory, and that is, there's proof on top of proof on top of proof. And even though China doesn't want to acknowledge it, this is criminal negligence at its worst and criminal intent at its best. So you ask, I ask, we all ask, how should we hold China accountable? They're responsible for the enormous losses of life. 4 million people plus have died because of this, arguably. The economic costs of
$6 million worldwide, I think, more than
dollars.
That.
Yeah.
Yep.
Trillions of dollars in business. And they're not going to admit to it. So what should the U.S. do to hold it accountable? What should the rest of the world? That's the question that keeps coming up. We all keep asking this. Victoria, what do we do?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I think what we do is, and that's why I'm happy that the infrastructure bill just got passed, because we're going to look back on this moment 30 years from now And we're going to see that that this was the defining moment when we took a very sharp turn away from our dependence on China for everything.
Yep. Like we've taken a sharp turn from the Middle East oil, even though they want us to go back to it. In the last 10 years, we have taken a sharp turn away from Middle Eastern oil to become more independent. Go ahead, excuse me.
And the fact that there's been no hesitation in the Beijing Olympics being held there. So many other places have held the Olympics where they still have the area where all of the events can take place. Why not just, it could easily, I feel like I could be wrong clearly, but it could just easily be moved somewhere else that already has the setup.
The other thing that came out of this article I read in the LA Times was a focus on Fauci and how he was responsible for money being funneled in there and why nobody's gone after him. It's like he's untouchable. Their Freedom of Information Act requests that show that the National Institute of Health granted $3.5 million to a U.S. firm that then sent that money. The Eco Health Alliance sent the money to the Wuhan lab, like a laboratory, over the period of 2014 to 2016.
That's all stuff that we know. We know that.
What have we done about it?
Well, I mean, look, President Obama, and we do know this, President Obama thought that gain-of-function research was way too risky, and he's the one who yanked the funding, the federal funding, from this project and from that lab.
Mm.
Fauci went the private route, which happens a lot in science and in research. So he went through grants that the NIH can give. Then it went to Eco Health Alliance, and that Peter, whatever the guy's last name is, I can never pronounce, he's a horrible, horrible cretin. And so he's the one who's been benefiting from all this stuff. And it just, the wheel keeps going around and around. Why we were ever putting money into a Wuhan lab is beyond me, but I don't know when that started. I have no idea how long we've been doing that. No one really needed to know until COVID happened.
Yeah.
So, and you're right, by the way, I was thinking of, there was was it MERS that came after? SARS was 2003. And so the 2003 versus the COVID, it's SARS COVID. I mean, that's also not.
Yeah. It is
new.
SARS-CoV.
We've known
COVID.
That it's right. SARS COVID.
Yep.
Yeah. So
yep.
I'm not sure what is new in that article. I'll have to read it. But I don't know. I haven't heard anything that I didn't know.
One of the things also pointed out here is we were talking about that. I just said it's cost the car industry, the automotive industry, $110 billion so far this year.
Yeah.
But also, without the chips, there are a lot of vehicles, a lot of airplanes, a lot of missiles, a lot of things that are in our arsenal, ICBMs and that sort of thing. They can't function without these chips because they can't find their targets. Mm-hmm. So if we needed, let's just say the Chinese were playing stupid, and they said, okay, we're going to war with you. They've got all the chips. They have them in all of their missiles. We don't, ours don't work anymore. And most people don't know that. China supplies 13% of the semiconductors used in every single, doesn't make a difference what the tool is that we have in a war chest, but China supplies 13. We are dependent on the Chinese to defend ourselves from the Chinese. How stupid is that?
This is what, and this is, it's like when we talk about, just buy American, sure. It's not always easy to do. It's, it's, as you've found out, in many cases, it's difficult. But, when we talk about the supply chain with China, and this going back to, I mean, this goes back 40, 50 years. This has been in the making. And that's why here we are in 2021, and we find out, ridiculous. 13% of our military chips are made in China.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is not an easy thing to unravel. And no one president, no one administration, not even two terms. I mean, this is going to take a complete bipartisan effort and pushing this forward for many years, and we have to be really dedicated to it. And I don't know. We'll see how long everyone can go.
Yeah. It's STEM or STEAM Day today, by the way, November the 8th. Studies going back to the early 2000s when children were not doing well with science and technology and math and what's the E stand for? I forgot what the E stands
Engineering.
For. Engineering, yeah, right. So now they call it STEAM because the A is added in, A is arts, right? If I remember correctly. Isn't that what the
yes,
A
I
stands
so,
for?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So anyway, this is something that goes back 20 years or so. In a letter from 2006, you look at the studies showing that a comparatively large portion of students underperformed in these areas. So what are we teaching? That's the reason this is a good day, because it makes us ask the question that we've been asking, especially in the past year, and I got off on my toot earlier with regard to the things that are being taught that aren't really scholarly. They are not based on research or science or fact. All of this critical race theory stuff and all, that's not part of STEAM, and it isn't part of their problem there is you're teaching youngsters what to think, not how to think. And a lot of the STEAM stuff, I think, or STEM stuff, STEAM, all is aimed at facts and information, scientific competency, that sort of thing.
Well, part of the problem, though, still, is that not enough kids are learning it, and also mm-hmm. not enough teachers are well-versed in order to teach it.
That's
and then
correct.
you run into schools who don't have the technical supplies, whether it's the up-to-date computers or the software or the engineering equipment, whatever it is. I mean, a lot of schools just don't have the budget for it.
Yeah.
They can't even give kids musical instruments. So, I mean, this is a huge problem. And then this creates another problem. This creates an immigration issue, because a lot of immigrants coming into this country are well versed from birth in all of these STEM areas, and so we end up, you know, losing good jobs to foreign people because we need someone to do these jobs. We just don't have Americans who are trained in how to do it. And
crazy,
yeah,
crazy.
It is.
This week we'll feature some fabulous deals. The folks at Calitrin, through their website, toploss.com, have lots of weight loss stories, lots of successful weight loss stories. And if you want to be in the 86th percentile of people who have success losing weight and keeping it off, then go to toploss.com. Meet yourself. Is that English? Meet yourself. Have yourself meet, anyway, a Calitrin consultant so that you can... You know, ask questions about the science and how it works and the success rate or whatever it is. Go to the Top Loss website. See how fabulously well you can keep your body where you want it to be through the holiday season by getting on the Calitrin program right now. All natural Calitrin, the way to have healthy choices every day. The healthy choices do this, and also think about what you eat as you go into the holiday season. Check it out, toploss.com. Use the DJV code, and you are able to buy the BOGO deal. Buy three and get three free, or more than that. That's part of the amazing thing going on at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I love...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Months.
Three past the hour now. Are you wearing a beautiful, warm, bright sweater? And the climb that we're in, we're finding things are cooling down a little bit, at least as far as the weather is concerned. That's not the case, however, with what's going on in the movie business, the video business, what you're watching, whether at home or at the movies. Chuck Curry is here with lots of things, including what happened to the box office this past weekend. We'll find out how that all fits together right after this.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Nina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Hurt and bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Personified in music. Sounds like a big, like 1950s theme, Chucker, is it not?
Yes.
Yes.
1956.
56.
Today in movie history, The Ten Commandments was released in theaters, starring Charlton Heston, Yul Brynner. That music by Elmer Bernstein. Awesome composer. That is great riff. I could play that every day. I could wake up to that, actually, every day. It's that good. I love
really?
That film also. Yeah, I love that. I love that film. They don't make movies like that anymore. And very few actors had the presence and the commanding screen aura of Charlton Heston. He was one of my all-time favorites.
All right, so he contributed greatly to our musical, to our movie library, that's for sure, and lots of different acts. He was a very interesting guy all the way around.
Well, you know, his career, if you think about his career, he went from the religious epics, right? And then he goes into his sci-fi part of his career with Planet of the Apes and Soylent Green, and then he bounces in the disaster trend with Earthquake and Airport 75. So he bounced from different genres and was successful in all of them back in the day.
So speaking of success, what happened over the weekend in terms of box office totals?
It's sort of a similar trend. Is that one movie that opens pretty big, Marvel's Eternals, a new superhero movie, which opened to actually less stellar reviews, $71 million, number one. So that's a good opening. But then you go to the number two, which is Dune, which has been the number one film for the last 2 weeks, $7.1 million in business. So the difference between the top film and the second film is over 60-something million dollars. A lot. That's a really big disparity. Now, No Time to Die, the newest James Bond movie, placed third, 6.2, $143 million here domestically, Doug. In the U.S., it's done $667 million worldwide. And as of tomorrow, you can watch No Time to Die on pay-per-view, so you could watch it in the comfort of your own home. And going forward, post-pandemic, this will be the new trend. There'll be a certain window to watch a movie theatrically. Most will be 17 days. And then you have the ability to watch it at home after that point.
Yeah, right.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage, place 4.5. This film's done very well, $197 million here domestically. And Ron's Wrong Turn, which is an animated movie, 3.1, $18 million. Next week, you got Clifford, The Big Red Dog, which is a live-action film. That's gotten some good buzz. I think it's going to have a good opening. And then the week after the 19th, Ghostbusters Afterlife, Doug, which I think, my gut feeling, this is going to be a huge holiday film, which is going to please audiences and have good legs throughout the holiday season. I'm really looking forward to that one.
So
I'm excited for that one, too. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. The Fast and Furious franchise apparently is coming to an end with the 10th one, and Vin Diesel wants The Rock to come back and be in the last one because he says, yeah, so... I can't imagine.
Well, you'll know if their riff is real or fake. I think he'll come back. That's my gut feeling.
I do too. Plus, the $20 million paycheck is going to hurt.
Yes, that helps. I need one of those.
Yeah, me too. Don't we all?
All right,
Chucker. Good job. Thank you for overviewing what was going on over this past weekend in terms of movies and videos and that sort of thing. This is the DJV program. Doug, Victoria, and Jay at 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.